Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
I know y'all like, what is DMV Kale going through? Why is he playing Let It Whip? Well, I'm going to break y'all curiosity already. First, let me stop. Hey, Lady T, my co-host with the most, y'all. How are you doing today, Lady T?
I'm doing great.
Dude, let me act like my mother taught me some manners. You know,
Hey,
online corner crew, in studio corner crew. Hey, everybody. Now, the reason Let It Whip was playing, because that was one of my father's favorite songs, and yesterday was his birthday, and so I'm saying happy heavenly birthday, Pops, and this episode of Kale's Corner will be dedicated to you, your memory. What a wonderful, wonderful father, vocal coach, and friend, and just everything you were. So, happy birthday, man. I love you, Pops.
Yeah, happy
thank
birthday,
you for watching
Dad.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, it's like the older I get, the more I go down memory lane with things. You know what I'm saying? It was a time where I didn't even think down memory lane, and it's kind of good because we were creating the memories. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
And now it's just. Now it's just so sweet. You know, I think of little things and little situations. Real quick, my father was shorter than my brother and I. So we used to tease him all the time about his height. Well, one Saturday, we were putting together a shed in the backyard. And we was messing with my father, cutting his height. And my brother and I were talking to him, but we were bending down outside of the stand, and he was on the inside, and he couldn't see over the wall. And he had this famous saying. He said, "Boy, y'all play too dad damn much." He used to always say dad damn. He said, "Y'all play too dad damn much. You know I can't see you. All I'm doing is hearing you. I don't even know what you're saying. Y'all play too dad damn much." And that girl, that thing cracked my brother, and my mother had the hardest laugh off of my father not being able to see over that wall of the shed, you know. It's just little things like that. One more quick one, Tree. Do you remember we had the
I said, give us what you got. This dad day.
Listen, do you remember we had that earthquake?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
We had the earthquake here in PG County. Well,
yes.
Pops and I were in his backyard cutting his grass, you know, just doing yard work. And
right.
The earthquake started trees. I turned around. My father let the lawnmower go, jumped on a tree, and was hugging a tree, wrapped his legs around the tree, and was hugging the tree. And I was like, what you doing? He was like, man, you don't feel that, the earth shaking. I said, yeah, but, you know, trees fall during earthquakes. I was like, what you going to do if
right.
that tree fall? He said, I'm going with it, son. And once again, his favorite saying, that goddamn ground started shaking.
Oh, my gracious. Oh, my gracious.
That was fun. I mean, you had to be there, you know what I mean? But
exactly.
That joke was so
I'm trying to visualize
so
it right now.
Girl, he grabbed and held on to that tree. Pops was not letting that tree go for nothing. He was like, nah, I'm crazy, so this is where I'm going to be. Yeah. And the lawnmower
exactly.
just self-propelled itself, you know, in a nice straight line. I was like, wow. You know, maybe we should cut the grass like this more often. This lawnmower doing well, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, that was one of the great, great, funny moments of my father, Mac Harvey McClain. Love you, Pops, and I miss you so much. So much. All right. How was your day, Tree?
It was good. You know, we celebrated my mom's birthday the other day. So, you know.
Right.
It was good. Actually, I got two of the grands here with me. And we laughed
okay.
and we played house and they done drew me 17 ways and cut me out some paper me's and them. And yeah,
oh.
I done watched Cinderella 17 times and Transylvania 44 times.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, that's the kids, though, man. And listen.
Oh, yeah.
They talk so much and they so active, whatever it takes to get them quiet. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
we're going to watch. That's what's going that's to be
right.
on TV, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need some me time. I need some me time. Seriously. Y'all just do not know. For real. You know. But you love them. You love them and you cherish every moment.
Every moment
with them. You know.
Yeah.
You know. And it warms your heart so much when they say, this grandma told me, or this pop said, you know what I mean, girl?
Right.
Boy,
right.
That little girl just melt me, and I cannot wait until we do it round two. Yes. Everybody around the joint, fingers crossed, legs crossed, eyes crossed, girl, we running in the corners of the wall and everything, because we all want little boy, you understand me? Healthy baby.
Oh, y'all want a boy?
First and foremost, but we want a boy. Yeah.
I know that's
okay.
Right. Let me
all
make
right.
you laugh real quick before you go on. Let me make you laugh real quick. James Jones, mm-hmm. right? You know who that is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I know James.
Okay.
That's my man.
Right. Okay. So he said, what's up, fam? And, you know, of course, I said, what's up? What's going on? He said, tell Kels. How about we buy the team, fam? Put that money together. We go get that team.
And
hey,
you
told
know
me
what?
Team.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Jay. You know what I'm talking about? So look at Jay. I got a few coins over here laying around. You know, I got a few water jugs that I filled up with some change. Let's make that move, player. And then we can name them the Red Wolves, for real. Like they should have been from the beginning. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, dance boy. We gonna get into all
of that. Oh, everybody cracking up.
See, that's what I'm talking about with my Washington, my Washington Peaks. You know what I mean? We are so, listen, every time is a time to talk Washington. I don't care what's going on. Bradley Beal misses 10 games with fractured fibia. So what's up with the football team? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Alex Ovechkin got ice burned the other day, going to miss 4 games. So, what's up with the Washington football
right.
team? So, yeah. That's how it goes. Okay, guys. Okay. James, thank you for participating. My man 007, I see you there. Mama Betty,
it
I see you too. There. You know, I see you all. I got my eyes on y'all, family. I got my eyes on y'all. He said, man, if I had to change, kid. hey, well, look, man, all I need is a solid partner. So you can come in there with some Monopoly money. I know you can get that together.
There you go.
Come in there with some Monopoly
there
money. I just need a solid partner. You have to have about. All right, y'all.
There you go.
All right, come on, y'all. Let's keep going with this thing. Y'all play too much. Okay. Today we will discuss the NBA's latest net news. They hire a new head coach. And DMV Kale has a personal message for our boy Kevin Durant, our homeboy. You know what I mean? Yeah, we definitely going. Yeah, we gonna go over that. And other NBA news as well with the Knicks and Ben Simmons. So we got other NBA topics that we're going to go over. But I'm heated. I'm seething. I'm mad. I'm upset. Kevin Durant. Yeah, bro. So listen, if y'all know Durant, tell him to turn on Kale's Corner because they about to get on him. Seriously, okay?
Just tag him.
There you go. Just tag him. And I'm telling you, Durant, being the individual that he is, with all his fame, all his notoriety and success, Durant will come and have a few words for Kale Corner. Trust me,
okay.
Y'all. Trust me. So,
okay.
So y'all be that one. Y'all be that one to tag him. With this episode, and let's see if he going to stand up, man up, like we want him to. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Anyway, week 10, because look, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to get on our grizzly. We got to get on our grizzly, man. You know what I mean? We got to get on our grizzly. I feel that as a family of football lovers, I know for myself, I had just no daggone 5 wins. I don't know what I was thinking about when I made them pick last week.
Right.
Disclaimer, you know, I had took some cough medicine. And
he was out of body.
Yeah, a couple of times I called when I said this team, but I should have said that team. So yeah, we're gonna make sure that don't happen this week. All right. And we're gonna discuss week 10. Every game from Germany, you know, they're playing in Germany this week, guys. But from Germany
Sunday.
Yeah, from Germany all the way to this beautiful United States, this USA country of ours, yeah, we're going to discuss it. If they're playing football, we're going to talk about it. And I want to say congratulations to Potomac. Tomorrow night they play their first round of playoff games. So Potomac High School, you know, hey, big boy, my brother, y'all, is a coach out there in at Potomac. So, yeah, good job, Potomac. And if we have any Potomac alumni on with us, you guys,
right,
you know, let us know. Oh, okay.
Right here.
Well, you know what?
That's
now,
right here. Potomac Braves.
Yeah,
Potomac
Braves. Hey, listen. I'm gonna say to you what I always say to my brother. It would have taken a Fordsville Knight to come and they start wearing it. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah, that about.
Wait, you gotta say that one more time because your phone cut out.
I said it would be at the hands of a Fordsville Knight that Potomac High School will be relevant again, would be winning again. Because you guys, just about your whole coaching staff are ex Fordsville Knight members of my team when I played school ball. So, congratulations, Potomac. I'm not taking anything away from you guys. Congratulations, whatever you find to be winners.
I don't like the way you gave up that compliment, though. I don't like the way you gave up the compliment. How you like you did all
truth.
Of that in the beginning, and then you
it's
say congrats. You know, like. Congratulations.
Nah,
you know, like
it's the
that.
Truth.
Like,
I mean, where am I supposed to, what, I mean, you know, how was I supposed to say that? You know, it's the truth. You know, your,
I mean,
your coaches,
sometimes the truth don't need to be said. You know, sometimes the truth don't need to be said. You know, just come out with the big congratulations, Potomac. You know, and just keep, you know, right there. That's good. You know?
Yeah. Right.
You took my petty hat from me just now.
The sentiments you just heard are from Lady Cheese. You should say 563-999-3782. Enroll yourself in Lady T School of You Should Say. Yeah, you know what? We're going to take a quick one. We're going to come right back with y'all. Just because I feel we're going to end this right.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with
you. Amen.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the ice, smile.
I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry, I was a little bit over, but that song right there, woo, I smile. You got to smile, man. You got to smile because the smile on the outside gives the heart the energy on the inside. You know what I'm talking about? I know what I'm talking about. Next hire, Jacques Vaughn. After the Ime Udoka contract falls through. And, you know, last week when we was talking about this, y'all, I was kind of like, this team's kind of fishy. I don't see how this is going to go through. Boston suspends him and the Nets go and grab him and hire him, coach, almost instantly, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, how can that be for real? You know, that's just not settling right with me. And I asked, you know, will Boston have a say-so with this? Will Boston come in and try to stop this? You know, what will be the outcome? Because I seriously do not think that Ime Udoka was going to actually be the Nets head coach. And we all agreed that that would be a great move for him, but it just didn't seem right to me. Did it rub you the right way, Treats, or the wrong way?
Well, I was like, if he suspended, then he suspended. Like, I didn't get why he would be able to get a job so quick. But. I think what happened was Josh Vaughn was doing such a good job for them as interim. So I think they just went a different way. I don't think that they I think he still could be hired is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like how can he still be hired? You know what I mean? If you're under suspicion of some things and then you get suspended for those things. So you have to, I mean, I don't know. I was always told you have to serve out that year or get really close to that year to be, you know, reinstated. They even do the team, I mean, the players like that. So,
yeah,
I mean, it was
that,
kind of mind-boggling to me. Yeah, it was mind-boggling to me. And he's still hireable at this moment.
Yeah, he's still hireable, but the thing is, will Boston let go fully, you know, and allow him to move on? I don't think Boston is going to allow him.
Yeah, they've already done that.
So what actually stopped the hiring? Because I'm going to say this for the record one time, okay? Udoka, to me, Udoka would have been a way better coach than Jacques Vaughn. And that's
right.
Because I've seen Udoka in action. We really haven't seen Jacques Vaughn at work. You know what I mean? He's the interim coach. So we really haven't seen the rubber meet the road, you know, aspect of coaching. We haven't seen that yet. So, this is boggling to me. It is boggling to me. First of all, that Udoka was hired so fast, and now that offer, that hiring, was snatched right off the table. That's crazy to me. Let's take a call, bro. You early today, bro. I'm going to you first. What's up, Tank?
Hey, Tank.
What's up, bro? Kills Corner family, much love and respect. Yeah, I jumped on. I got out here early today, bro. Hey, look, I'm hearing y'all talk about Udoka, and I think that what might have happened, I was leaning toward what Miss T was saying, was like that they seen how the team was responding with Jacques Vaughn. And they was probably saying, you know, if they went and got Udoka, it was going to be way more money than they was going to have to do with Jacques Vaughn. And if Jacques Vaughn does not do a good job, they probably figure he will serve their year out, probably because of what you were saying, Big Bruh, that Boston might not go for it. They might intervene or try to do something about it. You know, we don't know what might happen, but I agree with what you were saying. And they probably say, we're going to go with Jacques Vaughn. It's cheaper. Let Udoka go out his year. But if Jacques Vaughn have a great year, then I believe they might just stick with him.
Yeah.
That's an aspect I didn't think about, because I just felt like they really want Udoka. You know what I mean? And they're trying to let the dust subside from this year. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They want him to have a clearer name because, well, I mean, let's be for real, guys. There was no rape. There was no forceful actions.
Nothing.
So
everything was consensual.
Exactly.
It was just against the law.
Mind,
I mean, against their rules.
Yeah, against their policy. The team policy. Against the rules,
right.
Like Lady T just said. It wasn't a law broken or anything of that nature. So when we all think of this, you know, as we move forward, when we all think of this, it's just going to be an affair, you know? And I don't want to make light. I don't want to make light of an affair because affairs tears up family. It truly does. If you're a family person, an affair can tear up a family. So I don't want to make light of an affair, but the further we get away from it, the less what word am I looking for, Lady T? The less serious
it'll go away.
The less serious the accusations become. Because it goes away.
They'll get softer as time goes.
Right.
They'll get softer.
Right. I'm thinking Boston is just saying, okay, we're going to let stuff die down a little bit. Let some of the dust settle, and we'll go ahead and honor this year suspension, and then we'll make a move with them. But, I mean, this thing is crazy to me. It is real crazy to me. Let's bring in Darius.
Hey, Darius.
What's up, Darius? I'm liking what y'all saying, but when it come to what's his name, Udoku, and his suspension, y'all got to understand, he only suspended at that place of hire, there. He could still go in and get hired. He only suspended there. He not suspended league-wide, like, how y'all think?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think he
suspended for that one organization. They suspended him.
Yeah, but I think it's
an unwritten
rule, but an agreement with all teams. Because remember, this is still someone that you may do business with or want to do business with in the future. So you don't want to burn that bridge. If they give a year suspension to this guy, then it's an unwritten rule. Let him serve that 1 year suspension. But we want him.
I'm not gonna assume that I know their unwritten rules because I'm not in that world and I don't know what they do. But I know for a fact the guy's a great coach. I know he's a great coach. We've been seeing what he done did. I do agree with you when you saying let the dust settle so he can come in with a clear slate, where it ain't too much drama, because Nets already got too much drama. So I think that's the only reason they went with the guy they went with, just to, you know, just let the dust settle for a little bit. But they're going to reconvene when it's time. They probably just don't want the headlines right now. Too much drama, too many people talking. You know how this show was going to go.
And that's not a good look. For the net, you know, especially with all the talk that's swirling around them already, you know, and it's not a good look for Boston because if it's found out that not Boston, but I mean, wouldn't Boston kind of have the right to hold up any trade or to hold up any movement on Udoka's part? Still under contract with them. I don't care if he is.
You gotta understand at the end of the day, we all humans. You don't the petty level of any person, however you want to take it, you have the right to take it. They definitely, if you under contract, if they want to be that petty,
is that petty,
yeah, they can be that petty.
Is that
petty? I mean, you stopping the guy
from working. If they don't really want them, let them go.
Yeah, if you don't want them, yeah, that's petty. You're not using
them.
You don't see no future with you guys. Yeah, that could. I could look at that as petty.
Okay. That's that's cool.
And this online is
on
fire.
You know what? When it comes down to business, some of the moves in business are thought of as petty. But people hide behind, no, this is business. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I can go along with that as well. I can go along with that as well. Let's bring 007 in here. Yeah. What's up, dude?
007.
It's good to hear from y'all today. I tell you that much.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Real. Yeah, with this Boston Celtics thing, let time, heal wounds, so they can get back. I don't know if they're going to get back to the championship caliber this year because I don't know this new coach and how he's going to interact with the players. But,
you remember Jack Vaughn as a player, right? You don't remember Jack Vaughn as a player?
No.
He was a good little point guard, man. Jack Vaughn was a good little point guard in his day. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I'm just gonna go on YouTube and watch his highlights. But I wish they would have had somebody like Sam Cassell or somebody who's been there. I probably know him, but I don't know him.
Let me say this. With the Ben Simmons drama, the Kyrie Irving drama, it's what made Udoka a perfect fit. That's what made Udoka a perfect fit because even with the accusations swirling around him, he's known in the league as a guy that steadies the ship. Now, the only question that I have with Jacques Vaughn is, will he be able to steady this ship, or will they continue to have the mishaps that they're having? Because to me, they can't really afford it. They can't really afford it. I mean, you got, Lord knows, poor Ben Simmons. I feel so bad for this young man, because I saw Magic Johnson type talent in him, and now it's and I don't mean to be funny. I'm serious about this. It's as if he's lost in an episode of Space Jam. And the aliens took his basketball talent from him. And I'm like, wow, dude, how did you get from what you were to where you are now? How did that happen? And again, Udoka was thought of as the guy to take this boat and take control of it. And, I don't know. Will Jacques Vaughn be able to do that? You got a lot. Hey, listen, we say L.A., the Lakers have divas. Man, that New Jersey Nets team has divas. Believe me. I think I'm joking. If somebody tweet to Kevin Durant that DMV Kale has a message, personal message for you, Kevin Durant will come on and listen to it. He might do it in cars, Duranto, but he'll come and listen to it, and he'll tweet his rebuttal to any comments made about him. Dude, you are NBA multi-million-dollar ball player, man. I think you would have more to worry about with your team and what's going on. Now, don't get me wrong. Hell yeah. Lady T and DMV Kale will love the publicity. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Lady T and DMV Kale will love being mentioned by Stephen A. Smith on First Take and Shannon Sharp or Undisputed. We love all of that. We love all, and then the local stations as well. But, bruh, you really that petty that you have to check us? Woo, I'm sorry. I leaked into it. I'm going to leave it alone. Come on, Lou from Jersey. Just up close and watching it all. Tell us what's going on, Lou.
Right.
I think I'd be happy for Vaughn that he's now going to coach Nets. Maybe he can turn this team around. You know, because, you know, as of the firing of Nash, where they were just, you know, a dumpster fire, there seems to be some light at this tunnel, you know, all of a sudden. After crushing the Knicks last night, which I did not expect, maybe Vaughn's got something here. And, yes, I do remember him as a player.
I'm not going to say no to that because that is a direction.
Right.
That things could go in. It's a very positive direction. But let me just say this. Let me play devil's advocate. Suppose it doesn't go that way. This thing implodes, you know, right before our eyes.
I think that's why they went on and went with him. Just in case. I don't think it's going to be a problem. That's why they went with Jacques Vaughn, because they know next year probably Kevin Durant ain't going to be there or Kyrie. So that's why they went with Jacques Vaughn. I agree with him. It might explode
more
if it don't. But Jacques Vaughn, he's going to be all right. He might be all right.
Hold on,
man.
Lou. Tank finish his point. Go ahead, Tank.
No, I was just saying, Jacques Vaughn gonna be all right, man. He was nice. He basketball minded, because I remember when he was on the floor, he was the floor general itself.
He didn't put his bid in. Right, right. Now, Lou, what were you saying, Lou?
Yeah. Well, I forgot. But at least, you know, this could put him on the right track, maybe.
Right.
But, of course,
reason
open, because, you know, what I saw in the last first few weeks of the season, you know, the Nets just feel like trash.
I
don't know if Durant will be there next year. That's tough to say. I don't know if he'll be back or not. I mean, he is getting up there as well.
He is out of it.
I
thought you might say that.
How much more time does he have on his contract?
None.
A year.
I think two more years. So after
he's got 4 or 3 years left.
Yeah,
I mean,
he had a 4-year extension.
Right.
So this is the start of that 4 right now. So he's gonna have 3 out of this year.
Oh, he did it. Dang.
Yep.
Right. He did that this summer, didn't he?
He
still
had that contract, but
he's gonna
still able to be traded. Yeah. Yeah, he's still getting
the
value.
They probably ain't gonna care either, because it's gonna free up so much
care.
Money.
They don't want him.
And it's going to bring draft picks. You know, Kevin Durant has not passed his prime yet. He hasn't passed his prime yet.
Right.
So you can still bargain some good draft picks for Kevin
Hell
Durant.
Hell yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Durant, you stated that you cannot come home and play because of the confusion in our front office, and I'm not going to say that there is none, because there is some. There is some. We're witnessing right now, just today, with the Attorney General and his announcement. So, yes. Oh, I done gone from Wizards to Washington football team. Anyway, we're 10 losses. You know, and the lack of publicity and airing and attention that is given to the basketball team. You know, dude, where you are is a calamity in itself. You got Kyrie Irving, threatening to retire. After he talked with you about coming there and playing alongside him, you got
right.
Ben Simmons. You got Ben Simmons, who, for lack of a better term, need to go see the Oz to get his basketball tools okay. back. You got a coach. You got a coach who you wanted fired. So they fired him. They announced another coach. Said no, that's not going to work. And then they hired your interim coach, who has always been there all along. And they're making statements like, "Well, Jacques Vaughn is the guy that we really trust." If Jacques Vaughn was the guy that you really trust, why in the hell was Ime Udoka's name ever brought up? Vaughn is who you trust.
Hey, I just thought of something.
What's that?
What's up, man? With all this going on, I just thought of something. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, you guys are all witnesses now to this. You give Hoops a bad name. What do you think?
What?
Okay, I get it. I don't like it. All right, next.
What did you give?
I couldn't hear.
You give Hoops a bad name.
Oh, Hoops a bad name.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool. That was cool. But I agree. You're giving Hoops a terrible name. I'm to the point of, dude, everything that you said was happening in Washington, which is why you didn't want to be here. That and some more. And some more is happening in New Jersey. Your landing spot where you want it to be. I don't understand it. And we go back and forth all the time here on the corner about Kevin Durant and his decision why he don't want to come home and play. Why he doesn't
right.
want to come home and play.
Do you think that because what's going on here, it made it worse for him to come here? Because remember the last time we was talking about mental health, and some things he can't, people can't handle.
Dog, he's going through stuff in New Jersey. He's going through stuff in New Jersey.
Even his whole mental life was here. Don't you think he would know how to deal with be here as opposed to somewhere else because he know this place better? I think he should have been came here and did the LeBron thing. Like if he didn't really want to be here, I think he should have came and tried to help the team get a championship because he want to be the one to lead the team anyway. He want to be the one to say I did it. So
exercise your demons, bro.
And then go somewhere else.
Yes.
Exercise your demons, bro. Exercise the things that are irritating and bothering you the most. Why do I say that? Because you're picking fight with Joe, a cab driver, or Lacey, cashier from Zayre's. You know, you're picking fight with these everyday people. Bruh, you're unhappy. There is something bothering you mentally. Exercise those demons, bruh. Exercise those demons. Give back to the city who's giving you everything that you have. Now, if I'm wrong, forgive me. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Can I say something right quick?
Go ahead.
Gotta give LeBron James prop because when he was in Cleveland, them people burnt their jersey when he went down to Manning.
And then he
came back up to his hometown and won a championship. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. That brings me to this. Kevin Durant should just give it a shot to come home and see, you know, experiment, see what, you know, see what's, you never know. You too could bring a championship home. That man went through the fire, literally. Fans burning things, burning the billboards at the hometown when he left. When he came back, overcame, came back and won it.
And the thing about it, when he came back, there wasn't one Cleveland fan talking about when he left. For all the hurt and all the burnt jerseys and all of that going on, there wasn't one Cleveland fan that talked about any of that once he came back. And then when he won a championship, it was as if he had never left.
Right.
When he said, I have to go again. Hey, there were even Cleveland fans that rooted for him winning his championship in L.A. the second time he left. He came back home and gave them a pride within themselves. See, Michael Jordan was big in Chicago and he was loved in Chicago. But imagine if North Carolina had Charlotte when Michael Jordan was in his prime and Mike went
to play with Grandma. Play with Grandma.
It means so much more for you to be from an area and bring a championship to that area. It means so much more. So much more. That's all I'm going to say about that. Executives believe Knicks are hoarding draft picks for a mega star trade. The Knicks have a stack of 8 first-round draft picks, and reporters are saying that the Knicks are being patient with the picks, and they will be used to bolster their roster. So I don't know who the Knicks are going to give up some of these draft picks for, but they're talking like, they have 8. What you got? What you going to give me for this 8? What you going to give me for something? Not all 8 picks. Of course not all 8 picks. But, I mean, you know, I'll give you 2 or, you know, depending on the talent that you're trying to trade, I'll give you this or I'll give you that. You know, it seems to me the Knicks have really set themselves up, man, for some in-season success, some during-the-season success, and applaud them. I applaud them because we all know the Knicks is another organization that, you know, has that quote-unquote cloud over them. They haven't won anything. Barrett is good. Don't get me wrong. Barrett is a player. But it's kind of taken long for him to develop into what they thought that he would be coming out of school. You know, there's even been times where I forgot that Bird was on that New York Knicks team, and then I watched him play, and I'm like, oh, okay, he is with them. You know, he is with them because we expected so much more out of him. I don't know if it's the fact that he needs another superstar there. They need a big three with Randall and Barrett and one more player. I really thought Dirk Rose was the answer there, and I don't know. Maybe Dirk is just too old now. You know, maybe Dirk really doesn't have it like he used to. But I don't know.
He hasn't had it since he got hurt.
He's been showing spurts
of when you thinking he could return, like when he did what he did for Minnesota and certain places. But yeah, he hasn't been himself since he had got hurt. But he definitely been showing spurts of greatness still. I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have no qualms against that because I see myself watching the Knicks play and Derrick Rose will make one of those quick moves to the basket for a dunk or a layup, and you're like, oh, okay, D. Rose. And then the next play, he'll come down the court, and it's a turnover or, you know, some other mishap. He accidentally throws the ball out of bounds or something, or a double dribble, you know, which is something that we've never seen out of him, you know. Mishandling the basketball. He was one of the top guys in the league. Yes. At distributing that basketball, shooting that basketball, and now it's just like, I'll say he's gone from top five to maybe 15th or 16th in the league, you know. One thing about it, and this is in sports general, every sport, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, they're all young men's games. And we enjoy the freshness of the young players and appreciate the experience that the older players put into it, but it's still a young man's game, for real. It's still a young man's game. You and I both, Lou. You and I both. You know, I remember when I was in the military and I was overseas playing in the German-American basketball league. The coach used to say all the time, man, you know, you have so much talent. When you put it together and learn how to use it, you're going to be dangerous. And then I realized what he was saying the older I got, and those acrobatic jumps and all of that stuff wasn't possible anymore. I started using my brain. I started finding ways, thinking the game out instead of just playing. You know what I'm saying? You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, thinking about that move before I actually make it. So that I think D. Rose is at that point of his career where he's thinking things out a lot more than he was. So, you know, hey, let's see what the Knicks do, man. Let's see what the Knicks do. Eight picks is a lot. Eight first-round picks, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And you can get a lot. Talk about not getting a lot. Someone wants to trade for Ben Simmons. When Simmons has been on the floor, he's been a liability on both ends of the hardwood. Needless to say, Simmons has reached an all-time low, guys, with reporters saying that there is zero interest in Ben Simmons and his service around the league. And this goes back to what we were talking about just a few seconds ago. You know, I'm serious. It's like the aliens, Space Jam, have taken this guy's basketball ability. You know, you don't see anything that we're used to seeing. And we said the same. At least Derrick Rose has an injury and Father Time on his side, which is why we see the difference in him. Ben Simmons is still a young man. He's still a young man. What is it that you know, what is going on mentally, physically, you know, what is keeping you from moving on to that next level? You know, what were
right.
the comparisons too much? Because a lot of people were tying him to Magic Johnson
right.
and saying he's going to be the next Magic Johnson. Was that too much for him to live up to? You know, I don't know. What say you guys? What say you guys? What do you guys think? Was the nail in the coffin, so to speak? Lady T, we're gonna let you go first with this one.
I think Ben Simmons is on the team with so much confusion and everything is all over the place. The coach, Kyrie, and everything he got going on. Kevin Durant. I don't know, because it's just the whole team as a whole. It's like each individual main player got something going on, you know, individually. So it's like everybody trying to fight their own demon and play the game of basketball at the same time. So I'm confused. I don't know what I'm looking at when I'm looking. I don't know if I'm confused with the team.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about that team. They got to get it together. They got some young guys on the team, though, that, you know, they come and they try to play hard. But if it got to be 5-on-5. It can't be 2-on-5. Can't be 3-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to play, and everybody got to bring their A game, and it's like, ain't nobody bringing their A game. I mean, they won the other game, but 2 nights ago they won. But they was playing the Thunder. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they all over the place.
Yeah. Darius, what do you think, man? What is going on with Ben Simmons, man?
First, I'd like to say he's the only person that could really answer this question, but I feel like
you have a thought. All I'm asking for is your thought on it. We know he's the only person that can answer.
I just feel like he just got to get his feet back up under him. Honestly, he's been out for 2 years. And right now, he is looking sloppy. He's looking like he can't play defense. He's looking like he don't know what he's doing on offense. He's getting dropped off by some of the guys. I've been seeing him hold to under 10 points. I really don't understand it. I really can't give you no understanding on it. Because his strengths is taken away from him. He was a top 5, honestly, top 3 defender in the league. Now he's looking like one of the worst, and he's playing right beside the other worst, and Kevin Durant in defense. So it's like everybody I don't know. Kevin Durant give it his all on offense. Nobody playing defense. The team is just I'm with my mother, man. The team just lost. They just need to. This is one of the teams where you see they don't hang out together. It ain't no glue. It ain't no who's going to gel these guys together. Who's going to bring them together? Who's going to say, who's going to call that team dinner and look everybody in their eyes and tell them this is what it is and this is your role. This is what you need to do. They don't have no backbone. I don't see no backbone. I can identify a backbone on that team. On this team, it's like it ain't no dog. You don't got no dog on this team. You got a bunch of cats. And they eating out the litter, they home cats. they taking care of. You can't put none of them on them. You can just sit them outside. You can't. They cats. That's all I can say. They cats. There ain't no dog on that team. I want to touch on Kevin Durant. I just want to say this. I hope he hears us. I don't like you. And that's all I need to say about him.
Stay like that.
Why you don't like
him? He disrespect the home. You don't disrespect home. I don't care what was going on here. We had Wall, we had Bill. All we needed was you.
Yeah.
That's fact.
True that.
Now that's fact. That's fact.
True that. True that.
Yeah.
True, absolutely.
And,
true.
And talking about Wall, now that you said Wall, he went off last night.
Mm-hmm.
He looked mm-hmm. great last night.
Yeah, the Clippers are keen in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
He looked good. Yeah. He looked good.
Hey, look, I feel as though Ben Simmons should come off the bench because that dude back is not right. Like, he can't, I mean.
Well, if his back's not right, what good is he going to do off the bench? If his back is not right for the health reason, what good is he going to do off the bench, bro?
Well, I'm just being modest. He need to retire.
Well,
wait.
I ain't
going to
say retire.
I was just being modest. He need to retire.
I ain't going to say retire just yet.
Come on, man.
But if you're dealing with, come on, man. We all remember Tiger Woods was flying high for that back injury. And bruh was never the same again. Never the same again. Let's take another mm-hmm. call on this. Let's take another call. 57, what it do?
Hey.
What's up, gang? How y'all doing?
Hey.
How y'all doing this evening?
Yo,
I'm going to tell you. On the Ben Simmons thing. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good.
Hey. Yeah. On the Ben Simmons thing, I think what they need to do is have some patience with him because, like Derek said, it has been 2 years. This dude lost his confidence somewhere. But the other night they were playing, and I saw some brilliance in this guy. He caught the rebound and threw it down in one motion, but no hesitation. And I'm like, this guy
okay.
got game, but for some reason he's not letting it go. You know, so maybe what they need to do is try to cooperate him into their system slowly, give him something that he can do. But for some mm-hmm. reason, he does not want to shoot the ball. He wants to play right under the basket, but he doesn't want to shoot the ball for some reason. It got to be
you know what
his confidence because he got everything.
They should have, in preseason, they should have set down Kevin Durant. They should have set down everybody. And threw
yep.
Ben Simmons out there with whoever, the rest of the guys on the team, and told Ben Simmons, go.
Run the team.
Let them loose. Run the team right
yep.
now. Just do whatever that's necessary. They should have this should have been solved in preseason, honestly. But now since they was babying everything, this is the result of it. You gotta got to.
But they can still do that.
They should have been hard pressed on this guy in preseason, having him out there yeah. running the whole show. We need you to rebound. We need you to pass. We need you to score. Everything. They should have did this in preseason. Put your foot on this pedal, Ben. They ain't addressed nothing.
Right.
This whole team screwed up from the ownership on down. Because why would you go out and hire a guy? Like you said, they did suspend Aduko, but why would you go out and hire this guy? And when you know that he was under suspension, whether it was okay or not, you knew you were going to get backlash from everybody. Then, they were trying to hire him. Then,
yeah, why even,
you
why
knew,
even
you, you know,
that?
Why would you even play with that? You done fired everybody. You let Kyrie play you like he did for basically 2 years. You know, because your stars, you got to be able to count on them every night. That's the only way you're going to win. And then your other role players, got like Sis was saying earlier, it got to be 5-on-5. It can't be 3-on-5 or 2-on-5. It got to be 5-on-5 every night or you ain't going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. We've seen this movie with the NBA before, and all I can say, man, is I'd be glad when the true Ben Simmons stands up, because the young man is a hell of a talent. Like 57 just said, the boy caught the rebound, brought it down in a one motion. So, you know, he has the talent. He has the talent. He just has to believe in him. He just has to believe in himself and get those cookie monsters out his head. Get them away. Get them away, bro. Get them away. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. Well, let me be the first to say, I ain't bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. I don't want no parts of that alligator in the swamp. All right, Lady T, let me check them all out, see who here with us. Reese, you here?
Yes.
Okay, Darius, you here? Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you. Darius, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Double O Seven, you with us?
Yep.
Okay. Brother Tang, you here, Brother Tang?
True to that blue.
Whatever. Mima, you here with us, Mima?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I love hearing your voice, Mima. Big Boy, you in with us, Big Boy? You doing the picks this week?
Oh, in there doing that burgundy and gold, buddy.
That's what's up. 57, you on this week or you going to relax another week?
I'm going to relax another week.
All right, no problem. All right, Lady T, it's on you. So we have Reese, we have Darius, we have 007, we have Tang, we have Mima, we have Big Boy, myself, and you, Lady T.
And Lou already sent his in. They are already posted on Kale's Corner, so I already have his picks.
Okay. What about Mom Betty? She with us?
Mom Betty is with us. She already said, I'm here. She says she's here.
That's what's up.
Okay. So listen, guys, if you guys are playing Lady T's picks, of course, you guys can play for fun and bragging rights only. But if you want to play for the little kitty, well, it's not a little kitty. It's a lot of little kitty. I say that. And it's $5 per person per week. And the kitty goes out the very next day after they win. So if you're playing for the win with the money attached to it, my Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, the number 5. All right. I just had to put that out there real quick. All right, you guys, let's get it rolling. First game, which is tonight, is a division game, guys. It is a division game. And we are going to start off, Reese, start us off. Falcons, Panthers.
Panthers.
Okay.
Panthers. Come on, for Panthers. What'd you say?
Panthers.
My Betty says Falcons. Come on, Mima.
Falcons.
Yeah, Mario, them Falcons.
There he is.
Atlanta.
Big boy.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Kale.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm going Panthers. All right, you guys. That is a first division game. I did not leave anybody out. Lou says Falcons. All right. Hawks versus the Bucks, you guys. Hawks versus the Bucks. Lou says Bucks. Come on, big boy.
Give me the Hawks.
Come on, Tang.
I'm sorry. Who you say?
Seahawks, Bucks.
Seahawks have Bucks. I'm going with the Bucks.
Come on, 007.
Seahawks.
Mima.
Seahawks.
Come on, Darius.
Seahawks.
Mom Betty says Seahawks. Come on, Kale.
Seahawks, man. You know I do not want to, but go ahead. Seahawks.
Come back playing the game.
Come on, Reed.
Boy.
Seahawks.
I am going Seahawks. Oh, man, I can't believe I even said that out loud. All right, you guys. Lions versus the Bears. This is the second division game that we have for the week. Lions versus the Bears. Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go with the Bears because they got robbed Monday night.
Okay. Come on, Reed. They really did. Reach
the cup. Beth.
Got you.
Okay.
Betty said, I got you. Betty says Bears. Come on, Darius.
Lions.
007.
Bears.
Mima.
The Lions.
I am taking the Lions. Tang.
Bears.
Kale.
I'm taking the Lions.
Can I get everybody? Lou says Lions. Okay. Browns versus the Dolphins, you guys. The game is in Miami. Miami. Browns versus the Dolphins, you guys. Come on, 007.
Hey. I'm Miami. Yeah. Stay on the safe side.
You say what?
Man, Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
He said Miami, but yeah.
I know what you're going to say, but I was like, oh, you know, hey, you better get a zero put up there. Betty says Dolphins as well. Darius.
Dolphins.
Mima.
The Dolphins.
Oh, look at that baby.
I know, I heard the baby too. Big boy.
I'm going Browns.
I think Lou forgot one. He don't have one for that. Tang.
Dolphins.
Reese.
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins. Kale?
I'm going the Browns.
All right, now, Kale. Broncos versus the Titans. Broncos versus the Titans, you guys. Come on, Kim.
Shoot. Broncos. Broncos, man.
All right. Come on,
nah,
Tang.
You know what?
What happened?
I'm going Titans. I'm going to go Titans.
You
going Titans?
You going
Titans? Yeah, I'm going to go with the home team. Yeah, Titans. I'm sorry.
I got you. No, you good. I got you. Come on, Tang.
Titans also.
Betty says Titans. Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go Broncos.
Broncos. Come on, Darius.
I'm gonna go Tennessee King Henry.
007.
Tennessee, I'm so thirsty.
Me and Mom, I can't with him. I can't. Hi. Lou says Titans. I'm going Titans. Reese, what you going, babe?
Titans.
That was our first week, y'all. Oh, no. No, my fault. Big boy went Bronco. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got so excited. All right. Y'all did do the twin power thing, though, and then you switched.
Yeah.
Vikings versus the Bills, you guys. Vikings versus the Bills. This is going to be a good game. Vikings and Bills. Vikings and Bills. He left out a lot of things on his picks. Come on, 007.
Bills. Heck with the Vikings.
I ain't messing with him. Come on, Mima. Is the Bills quarterback playing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going
to he's playing.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mima. Sound like a football fan. You go, girl.
Oh, come on. Come on, big boy.
I'm going with the Bills.
Come on, Tang.
Bills.
I'm going Bills. Come on, Reese.
Bills.
Betty says Bills. Come on, Darius.
Everybody said Bills. I'm gonna go Vikings.
So far.
I'm gonna go Vikings.
All right. Kale.
I'm just a Bill. Yeah, roll it. Yeah, that one. Bill.
Texans versus the Giants. Texans and Giants. You guys, this game is in New York. I am taking the Giants for the win. Come on, Reese.
Giants.
Betty says Giants. Come on, Mima. Ladies first. The Giants. All right, guys.
007. I guess I go with the Texans. I mean, they should be motivated after the Astros.
Okay. Come on, Darius.
Not good.
Give me the Giants.
What'd you say, Tank? Not good.
Come on, Tank.
That wasn't a good analogy. Hey, 007, you my man, though, but that wasn't a good analogy for that.
Not good.
Giants. You said Giants?
Yeah.
Come on, Kay.
Giants.
Y'all don't leave 007 alone, too. All right.
I'm going with the Giants.
Might be Big Boy B. I didn't let or 007. Shoot, I hope it is. Jags versus the Chiefs, guys. Jags versus the Chiefs. Start us off, Big Boy. What you got?
Chiefs.
Lou says Chiefs. Betty says Chiefs. Darius, what say you?
Chiefs.
007.
Definitely Chiefs. Yeah.
Me, Mom. The Chiefs. Here we go. Reese.
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Kale.
Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, too. I know since me messing next week, but if we hit one, we all lose. If one win, we all win that one. All right. Saints versus the Steelers, you guys. Saints versus the Steelers. And Pittsburgh is playing at home. Pittsburgh is playing at home. Darius, start us off.
Saints.
Betty says Saints as well. 007, what say you?
Steelers.
Me, Mom. Steelers.
Yeah, pick it.
Three.
Steelers.
Oh.
Big Boy.
Saints.
You said Saints?
Yeah, Saints.
Gotcha. Tang.
Saints.
Gail.
I'm going to Saints.
I'm going Saints. All right, you guys. Colts versus the Raiders. Colts versus the Raiders. I don't know which one of these bad two teams. The Raiders are at home, guys. The Raiders are at home. Let's see. Come on, Mima, start us home. Colts, Raiders.
The Raiders. The Raiders.
007.
Raiders.
Darius.
Raiders.
My Betty says Raiders. Big Boy.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Luke goes Raiders. Kale?
Going Raiders.
Tang.
Raiders.
Reese?
Raiders.
I'm going Raiders as well. Cardinals versus the Rams, you guys. This is a division game. It's not the last division game of the week, but it is the third division game of the week. Cardinals versus the Rams, you guys. The Rams are at home. playing this game. The Rams are at home playing this game. Everybody is playing. Okay? Let me see. Lou says Rams. Darius, what say you?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams.
You take the Rams? All right.
Yeah.
Betty says Cardinals. 007.
Sorry, Kyle. Rams.
Meemaw. Rams. Tang.
I'm going Cardinals. If Matthew Stafford wasn't playing, I would have went with the Rams. That boy hurt, man. I need to take him out.
What? Oh, yeah. He playing hurt. Reese?
Oh. The Rams.
Rams. Kale?
I'm going Rams at home.
I'm going Cardinals. Big boy.
I'm going Rams. Rams.
All right, guys. That was the division, the third division game. But this game is being played in the Cheesehead House. Cowboys versus the Packers, you guys. Cowboys versus the Packers. Come on, Tang.
Cowboys are
true
to their blue.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
He got the grandbaby to say it. Reese.
He been picked a problem.
You said Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Cowboys.
Love you, big boy.
Betty says cowboy. Come on, Darius.
Cowboys.
007.
Cowboys gonna be brace off on the
Lou says Cowboys. Meemaw.
I hate it, but it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to change that.
I hate saying it, but it's the Cowboys.
No, you see, Meemaw. I know it's hard for you. I know.
Yeah, right. We'll see y'all soon.
Somebody said they want to change something. I heard it.
Yeah, that was
great. You
want to pack it? The Cowboys.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm going Cowboys. Kale, I already wrote Packers for you. Am I changing it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
address this issue that we have in front of us right here.
Because we're definitely going to address that.
No, let's don't talk about it. Let's leave him alone, please. Leave him alone.
I don't care.
I'm not going to change my mind. Common sense, man. Green Bay playing like some crap. Aaron Rodgers playing the finger-pointing game. And Dallas is just more of a together team than Green Bay right now. So, yeah.
That's football-minded, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Rodgers is 49ers, man.
I was going to say, let me keep it moving because I don't want them to keep going on you. I'm going to keep it moving. Chargers versus the 49ers, you guys. This is the Sunday night game. This is the Sunday night game. Prime time, baby. Chargers versus the 49ers. I already wrote mine down, so y'all ain't even got to ask me what mine was. Okay? Boom. 49ers for the record. Come on, Kale. What say you?
49ers, man. Boy.
Oh, this man is kicking everybody's team today.
This is death. This
y'all
is death week, man.
Hey, Kale picking your team. You gotta watch out. Come on, Reese.
49ers.
Come on, big boy.
49ers.
Benny says 49ers. Darius, what say you?
That's a tough one. I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
Chargers. 007?
49.
Mima?
49ers.
This boy got you. Tang.
49ers.
All right, guys. This is the last game of the week.
Last game of the week.
It is a Monday. I missed somebody? I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
He just letting his thing out.
Game. Washington versus the Eagles, you guys. This is the last division game of the week. Monday night game. Monday night game, you guys. What say you, Kale?
I'm going with my Washington football team with a score of 21-17.
I am taking the – no, well, I'll go last. So, come on, Tang, what you got?
Pop is on you.
Tang. Washington and Eagles.
Damn, man. Because I'm serious. Y'all think I'm being funny, man, but – that front four of the football, of the Washington man could cause some problems for that man, man. I don't. Oh, man. I'm going to go Washington.
Oh, Tang, go ahead and say it.
23-20.
23-20.
Yep.
Betty says Washington. 24-21.
Darius,
what say you?
I'm going Eagles. I'm gonna go forty to ten.
Hey, Slim, you better move that team as soon as we get off this show. I want to say that you gone, dog.
Little pig, man.
40 John, bro. That junk got to come off you, bro.
He needs a bubble for that.
Shut up, Mark.
Come on, 007.
Shut up.
I'm going Commanders 2014.
2014. Come on, Mima. 27-21,
Washington.
You go, girl. Tell me, Mima, you ain't even got a damn tattoo.
27-21. Hold on, wait a minute, y'all. Okay, that's cool. Come on, big boy.
Hey, low scoring event. 14-10, Washington.
Okay.
I like that. Come on. I like that score.
Reach the cup.
Washington, 23-21.
Okay, because Betty went 24-21. You went 23-21. I'm only saying that because I need everybody to hear that. Because that if them two come, it'd be by 1 point. So I need everybody to hear that.
And I went 23-20.
I'm going to say it again. I'm saying all of them. I'm going to say all of them. I got Reese at 23-21. I got Tang at 23-20. I have Kale at 21-17. I have Big Boy at 14-10. Betty at 24-21. 007, 20-14. Meemaw, 27-21. Darius, 40-10. And I haven't did mine yet. Lou didn't give up one. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, I got a question, though, Ma.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
True. I want to duplicate mine after Tank. Oh, I want my whole shit. All my picks after Tank. I want. Number one. Y'all got the winning recipe over there. If you can't beat them, you join them. So let me go ahead and go with Tank. Right. I'm going with Tank.
Okay.
But my score is 18-15 Washington. 18-15 Washington.
I got you. This Marcus, right?
Yeah, this Marcus. This Marcus.
Wait a minute, Darius. I done waved the white flag.
Oh,
shoot. I got you. I still have
Labor Day. Never wear white after Labor Day,
Marcus.
I'm waving white. I ain't wearing it.
Oh, wait.
Ain't no difference.
I got you.
Ain't no difference.
It is
different.
This is different. I know what I'm talking about.
Hold on, Marcus. One second.
We're going to be good after next week. They got one more family member that got to win. And after that, we're going to be fine.
One second, guys. Darius, what's your question? And I still haven't given my answer. I want to make sure I get my answer
right,
on record,
three.
You guys.
Oh,
all
oh,
right.
Go ahead.
Come
I
on,
can
Darius,
wait.
What's your question?
No,
go give me your question.
I can wait. I think because it's going to pertain. I need to know your answer.
Okay. I am going Eagles. And I'm saying 20 to... 2010. Darius, what's your question?
I was gonna ask because everybody had picked Washington, so I was gonna say the school wouldn't even matter because I picked Eagles, right? So, because 9 times out of 10, I heard everybody pick. So I think I already won. Really.
Oh my gracious!
But
we could have left this question out.
You're right because. I heard everybody pick Washington. They just gonna get stumped. That was my whole point. For real. They just gonna get stumped on.
Hey, Mark. Darius. Hey, Darius.
Yeah.
Darius.
Oh,
I done made you an appointment. I'm coming to pick you up Saturday. That time I'm gonna take that joint up off of you, Jim. You got to remove that tattoo. 40 years, boy.
Get
that's great.
That's great, yeah. Did
it
itch when you said 40-10, man?
Nah. It was comfortable. It turned into an eagle.
Hey, he,
oh,
he sound like you can.
It would have.
Like
it would.
Yeah,
he is a big
boy.
Yeah.
He's
that's a professional.
He sound like he's a millennial.
He's a professional. Professional
millennial.
Side changer. Professional side changer.
How many? Hold on.
Oh.
How many teams in the NFL?
32.
Yeah, they all plan for me to be a fan of them. It ain't the other way around.
When you get,
I remember
when
that.
When you get all 32 tattoos, then all 32 I'm playing for you. Until then, you got one tattoo, bro. You got one.
Hey, Till, that thing don't even exist no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
What I got a tattoo is I don't even know that thing no more.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back.
Come on, man.
That jungle love, huh?
Hey,
yo.
Y'all please have your money in before kickoff tonight. Before kickoff tonight. If after kickoff tonight, I will send to return. I mean, send to sender. Return to sender.
Return to sender. Cash App again.
Yeah.
Is
Cash App is $ MAMABOSS the number 5. You guys, the number 5. If you see tree tops,
know
the right spot.
By heart now. I know that joint by heart now. $MAMABO. Damn. Just that quick.
Boss. Mama boss.
Yeah. Mama boss. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Y'all got it.
Got my Jerry Rice jersey on.
Anyway. Dallas Green Bay game, y'all. I mean, poor Green Bay. They have just fallen and they can't get up, man. They can't get up. You got Aaron Rodgers pointing his fingers at the receivers. But the receivers are really doing all they can. They really trying. It's not like they just giving up. Not like they just, you know, hung it all up. No, they really trying. But Rodgers need to understand there's no such thing as a perfect pass all the time, bro. So sometimes the problem with the play starts at quarterback. And I think until Aaron Rodgers faces that and realizes that, I see Green Bay having a hard time having any success. I see them having a hard time having any success. I mean, it just comes down to times where you have to be willing to accept your part in the debacle. You have to.
And can I say another thing for that with the Green Bay Packers? Like when I was reading something that he said, he kept saying in his press conference, he kept saying, I'm doing this, I'm me. But when you, even though Tom Brady not doing as well as he's supposed to be doing right now, he's still saying us. You know what I mean? Like he feel like it's still a team. You know what I'm saying? He feel like he's still on a team. Like Aaron Rodgers is like,
I'm about to jump this ship, and it's gonna be all me.
Aaron Rodgers is a narcissist. He's a narcissist, Trees. He's straight up.
I heard that too.
Yeah, he really.
I heard he was too, in real life.
He think his doo doo don't stink. That's what it is. He one of them people that rather pass the buck, and that's why his team not playing well. That's why his team not playing well. I don't feel sorry for them cheeseheads at all. I don't know. Cal was like, well, I feel sorry they fell, but they can't get up. Stay down.
Dang, Marcus. Tell them how you really feel.
I want to kick them while they're down. Let's kick them again.
Stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Well,
ain't nobody feeling sorry for us.
Exactly.
Double O7. That's what I'm talking about.
Knows the story that is Aaron Rodgers. We've seen this before. When he was at Cal and they had to play Vince Young and Texas, Aaron Rodgers was like putting his team down and talking about the Texas coach, and he's begging for a bowl game and appearance and all this and that and the other. And when Texas played Cal, man, they wrung Aaron Rodgers' neck. Do you hear me? So, dude, you haven't learned anything from college? You still coming out and putting your team down? The dudes who you – listen. If I'm climbing a mountain, I got Big Boy, I got Tang, I got 57. That's my team. I'm not going to put my team down, even if they are failing. Even if they are failing. Guess what? When I'm asked, they're the best thing since sliced damn bread. You know why?
Right.
Because I truly believe in them, and I truly believe that they can bring the best out of themselves. All they need is the proper encouragement from, let's say, someone who the media loves. Let's say someone who the media never sees a bad play come from. So
right.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm the bright, shining star of this team, I'm going to make sure my teammates shine, especially if the reason that the other player that used to shine on this team is no longer here because I took his money. Hello.
Yeah.
I believe
you would definitely do that too, Kale, because you do that with our team. You do the exact same thing. So I believe you, bro. 100%.
You know what, Marcus? You almost made me curse.
You
almost made me curse.
Please hold it in.
Y'all see why I call Marcus Dennis the Menace. He do little stuff like this to me all the time. You know what I mean? It used to be 57 job, but 57 done lightened up. I don't know what it is with 57. I guess he said I'm tired of being killed Two-Face. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and leave Kale alone. But Marcus, hey, 57, Marcus done picked up the slack, bro. He had picked up that mantle.
And running with it. He done picked it up, man. I hear you.
Man.
I hear you. Well, at least y'all can talk about your team. I can't even talk about mine.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I can.
And
at least they signed a rookie quarterback.
I really felt some way about picking the Saints over you guys, but trading Claypool to me was one of the most idiotic things I have seen Pittsburgh do. And you guys don't normally do idiotic things, but trading Claypool was one of them for me. When that young quarterback does actually finally start for you guys, he's going to need a Claypool to help him out. I don't understand why in the ham sandwich Pittsburgh traded this man. You know, I just, but you know what?
Because
Because
over the years, you check out history, we've always been able to find good wide receivers from someplace. You know, small colleges you haven't heard of. Nobody had heard of Antonio Brown in the NFL until he came to us. You know, you get the wide receivers. We got a good wide receiver coach, and he can. And right now, I'm going to leave Tomlin alone because I see what they're doing. We could get some money for Claypool. We could get some draft picks for Claypool. They're rebuilding the team. We haven't been in this position in a while. So get rid of everybody. And it's good for Claypool. Good for Claypool. Because we ain't going to do nothing,
man,
this year.
I tell you, I was watching the game, watching y'all the other day, and it popped in my head. Boy, I wonder what 57, you know, ever since your rant on the corner, what, 2 years ago? You know, I wonder what 57, how he feeling right now. What is he saying right now? Because, you know, it's easy to hate the heck out of your team when they're not doing good. And some people say don't kick them while they're down, but it ain't even about kicking them while they're down. It's hating them when they not doing good. Now, I'm glad we got to that point because I'm going to say.
I have a question. I have something to say real quick.
Go ahead,
Mila. Therese, can you change me from Pittsburgh to the Saints? The way y'all talking, I think I better
change
the Saints.
Dang.
Real quick, I want to address the news today and what it actually means to this Washington football team. Dan Snyder is out the door. Dan Snyder is, you can count him, good is gone already. He's out the door. These allegations that have been raised in this lawsuit against him, and this is the part that's going to make the NFL make a move, because Roger Goodell, the NFL, and everybody, I mean, they named everybody in this lawsuit that they're going to go after involved with this Washington football team. So all understand what this is. It is just a plot to get Dan Snyder out. Dan Snyder has fought and wiggled his way around every other situation brought up. This one, he can't. He cannot. So
it's going to be some casualties. All those names, even though they lumped together, it's going to be some casualties.
Hey.
It's going to be a whole lot of casualties.
All I could do is say amen. I want to sing amen, amen. That's all I want to say.
Hey,
okay.
Listen.
It's time
to answer. The one man.
Everybody doing it.
The one man we said we hated the most with this Washington organization, Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen has, listen, that man has turned into a broken toilet. He can't hold poop, for real. He's letting it all out. Bruce Allen, Lord have mercy. We thought Dan pulled a Nino Brown. Bruce is pulling a Nino Brown. I ain't going out. No, I'm taking them all. It was a rich dude. Miss Perkins. Yeah.
Tell you who the real killer is.
And Chris Cooley's starting to look smart by staying the heck away from all of them, for real. But you know what? Yeah, that's snitch. But you know what, Washington fans, I'm going to say this. It's always darkest before dawn. So
with all we've endured, to know that this last endurance will come with an upgrade to our team, a better product on the field. Hey, let's strap up and go and do what we gotta do.
Well, if that's true, y'all about to go solar.
Hey, if that's what it takes,
yeah,
you know.
Yep. I mean, they coming at y'all hard, man.
They
coming at
Dan. He didn't got himself a job.
They coming
at Dan
hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, they are.
Hey, I have a question. For y'all. What y'all think about?
Want him to get it.
What y'all think about the owner of? Sorry about that. What y'all think about the owner for the Boston Red Sox trying to own the team of the Washington Commanders? I mean, did I just say that? Well, yeah, I heard he trying to buy the Commanders.
It's so many people trying to buy the Commanders.
It's going to be hard for him to own the Commanders and the Red Sox because you got to go through so much to prove to them that you're not involved with this, you're not involved with that, mm-hmm. and then you're going to see how the owners going to want to let it in. They got to vote. It might happen, but a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Right.
I mean, the reason why I ask that because if you're gonna buy the franchise, you might as well move it up to Boston, give us the New England Patriots.
Right. Come on, man.
Hey, you know what?
Lost your mind, man. Don't nobody want to see the Patriots in this area.
But that's okay.
You know what?
That's okay, sir.
Come on, Tree. Don't. He's gonna hurt.
Listen, this show, you guys, was dedicated to Kel's father, right? He's a great dad from Kel's upbringing. So we're just going to shout him out real quick, you guys. Say happy birthday to Big
happy
Papa
birthday.
Happy
Big
birthday.
Papa,
yeah.
Saying happy birthday over here at Kel's
happy
Corner.
Birthday.
We love you.
Happy
birthday. Kel's here with us. Yes. You guys, go ahead. Happy birthday, though.
Happy birthday.
Happy heavenly birthday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, you guys. I didn't mean to cut it so short, but Kel and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. We would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kel and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kel's Corner at Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com, UKel McLean, and listen to the broadcast there as well. We love you guys. Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be so many sports. We love you, love you, love you. Take care. Kel?
Hey. If you love them, they should already know. Thank you, guys. It's very heartfelt for the birthday. Happy birthday to my pop, me and Big Boy, my twin, father, and hey, man. As he would say, come on, son, it's time for the goddamn show to be over. Love you, pop.
Man, Flingo smoking that la la la. Beanie Sigel smoking that la la la. Neptune track smoke like la la la. It's the rock, baby, sing I love the vibe. Come on, excuse me, miss. I'm the shit. You should come hang with me. Basically. Hold up, skip all the singing, let's get right tonight, mommy. I know my English ain't as modest as you like, but come get some, you little bums. Take the cake from under the baker's thumb. I bake the cake, get two of them for one. Then I move the weight like I'm Oprah's son. I show you how to do this, son. Young, no mess with chicks and Burberry patterns. Fake Manolo boo straight from Steve Madden. He patterns himself to rap JFK. You wanna pass on my Jacqueline on asses? Then hop your ass out that S-Class. Lay back in that Maybach roller best grass. I ask.
Have you in your long-legged life ever seen a watch surrounded by this much pink ice? Look but don't touch, motherfucker, think twice. Cause the gas that I clutch got a little red light. Need a light to smoke that la-la-la. Beanie Siegel always smoking that la-la-la. Ben Fleek always smoking that la-la-la. It's the rock, mommy sing I love la-ba. Come on, excuse me, miss, I'm the shit. You should come hang with me, basically. Hold up, skip all the singing, let's get right tonight. We mommy, got buckets full of army, mommies in Manolo. Bags by Chanel, Louis Vuitton logos. All attracted to hoe because they know dough. When they see him, whispy European. If you're a 10, chances you're with him. If you're a 5, you know you riding with them. Stick with the pen, nigga, no position. And the world can fix him, no prescription. You can prescribe to subside his affliction. He's not a saint, man, he's more like Rain Man switching. You can't rain dance on this picnic. No Haitian voodoo, no headless chickens. Can dead as sickness, no Ouija board. You can't see me, dog, nigga, you see me fall. This ain't Chris Rock, bitch, it's the Rock, bitch. And I'm the franchise like a Houston Rocket, y'all yeah, I mean. Still smoking that la-la-la. Man, Fleek still smoking that la-la-la. Beanie Siegel, that's the eagle to four to five. It's the Rock, baby, sing our lullaby. Come on, excuse me, miss. And let's get right tonight. Mommy, forget English, talk body language. I be all over mommies like body painters. Pink diamond necklace, strawberry wrist. Please excuse yourself, you're very sick. Don't confuse me with Marbury. Out this bitch, run up on me at the light. You can lose your life. Motherfuckers must be smoking, ain't lie, la la with crack. 45 gun smoke, choke off that. Let's get back to the music, I ain't with all that. Plus the feds tapping my music, I get all that. I'm B, public industry number one. Public industry number two is my whole crew. Who like me or who like you? That's gay, I ain't in the liking dudes, no way. But get a pen, I can tell you pricks my plans for the future. I never make the news again, my man is future. As we smoke that la-la-la. Memphis Bleak always smoking that la-la-la. Beanie Siegel, Desert Eagle, the 4 to 5. It's the rap, bitch, sing